Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Every third Saturday in April since 2008, the faithful have lined up at the doors of their local independent record stores to buy up limited edition vinyl in honor of Record Store Day, a day that celebrates, yes, records and the people who love them. But not everyone embraces the notion. In fact, there are some who think that one day for records is pandering and silly. We will take a look at both sides of the issue in today's
Soundcheck Smackdown.
Joining me in the studio, once again, Billboard editor Joe Levy. Joe, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
And Ben Greenman, editor and writer at The New Yorker. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
Let's start, before I give you guys a chance to stake out your positions, with a statement from this year's Record Store Day ambassador to introduce the whole thing.
Hey there. My name's Jack White. I've been duly elected by a two-thirds majority of citizens of the world as your Record Store Day ambassador for 2013. Of course, I'm no stranger to the title ambassador, as I grew up near the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit, Michigan when I was young. Today, I thought I'd take you to a secret place, United Record Pressing Plant here in Nashville, and give you an insider's view of how records are really made from the get-go. And maybe you'll learn a few other things about the music industry as well.
Yes, singer, guitarist, songwriter, producer Jack White is this year's Record Store Day ambassador. Joe Levy, why do we care about Record Store Day?
Because we love records. I mean, if we don't, I'm not sure we do care about Record Store Day. But if we like music, if we like records, if we like record stores, if we like the culture around record stores, that sense of recommendation and argument, the humanity involved in actually seeing people buy music as opposed to the easy, frictionless consumption of music over the internet, I'm not opposed to that either, then why should we not like Record Store Day, a day to honor record stores? You know what? I love my mom all year round, but I don't say no to Mother's Day.
Ben, I suspect that Joe just, stole a little bit of your argument there.
I'm not going to speak about anybody's mom. That seems untoward. But my argument against it is I think maybe there's overlap. Like when people attack Obama from the left and say that he's not liberal enough. Because my problem with it is that I don't think it is Record Store Day. I think that's a lie. I think it's a misnomer in that it's in fact Record Fetish Day. And when you look at the products that are put out for it and you look at the way that it's promoted, when I was a kid growing up, records were already being phased out. LPs, vinyl was already being phased out. And we were into, there were some records, but more people bought cassettes and more people bought CDs, or that process had already started. That was the brick and mortar staple. We get to Record Store Day now, and there's a very self-conscious sort of almost toy collector-like step back to this era of specialty records and a newly minted set of collectibles that seems to me to be both beside the point and also a distraction from tending to the general health of the record industry and record retail, or music retail, let's say.
So, Joe, do you think that, we do get distracted by the shiny new special 7 inches that are, the singles that are released for Record Store
Day? I love shiny new stuff. It's absolutely true. They studied years ago, they studied the effect of shiny objects on primates. And if you show them shiny new objects, they get excited. And vinyl is a shiny new object. I'm not joking with you, but here's the thing. Obviously, Record Store Day solves all of our problems. We made this day, there are brand new records, and our problems are solved. And here's the weird thing. Ben's not wrong. It's fetishistic. But vinyl, not dying. Mm-hmm. Vinyl, growing. Growth of vinyl since Record Store Day began. We're selling about 5 times as much vinyl a year now. This is brand new vinyl, so we're not even counting used records, which is where most of my vinyl purchases are. But in 2007, we were selling a little under 100,000 pieces of brand new vinyl a year. Now, 4.6 million. That's healthy. Did Record Store Day cause that? No. Is it a megaphone in order to broadcast that message? Is vinyl something that people are manifestly interested in, young and old? Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of these special Record Store Day vinyl releases, and Sharon Van Etten collaborated with the band Shearwater on one of them. It's a cover of the Stevie Nicks song Stop Dragging My Heart Around, which they did for the AV Club and is now being released as a limited 7-inch single of 3,000 copies. Sharon Van Etten and the band Shearwater collaborating on a version of the Stevie Nicks song Stop Dragging My Heart Around, which the Sub Pop label is releasing as a limited edition, a run of 3,000 copies of this 7-inch single for Record Store Day, which is the third Saturday of April every year since 2008, and it is obviously this Saturday. Ben, were you opposed to the idea of Record Store Day from day one?
No. I was not opposed to it from day one. I think my opposition started around day three. And I think that as a way of bringing attention to the back to the floundering and then now in some ways rebounding record retail industry, it definitely has some merit. But the song that you just played in a way demonstrates my problem with it, which is that a lot of what we get on Record Store Day are one-offs or odd collaborations, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love the idea of artists collaborating with other artists that they wouldn't normally work with or that they're their friends or stretching themselves. But I do think that that raises another question, which is where is the likelihood that someone, a consumer, is going to go into a store and buy not even necessarily vinyl, but in any physical version, just a normal old John Prine record or a normal old Eminem record rather than some odd Eminem-John Prine collaboration, which is on a special color vinyl, you know, 7-inch. And I don't know the answer to that. I know there's overall a rebound.
Wait, do you know the answer? Is there an Eminem-John Prine collaboration?
It's great. It's fantastic. It's really good. But it's
it keeps playing in Ben's head over and over again. And nowhere else,
So the question for me is sort of that. Now, I'm not I mean, I think the numbers are clear that it's helping vinyl rebound. And the numbers are clear in some ways, I think, and maybe Joe could speak to this, that things are not as dire as we think overall for record retail, that this year there was a little rebound. But I don't know that it's all been untangled why this is happening. And I do think that I agree more with the point that Joe made initially, which is that it's not so much for me Record Store Day. That's a little bit of a misnomer. We should either, first of all, it's Record Day, really, not Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. But what I really would like to see, and this is what Joe mentioned at the beginning, is record store process immersion day, week, year. It's not so much going to the store. It's what you mentioned, that you go and you, on the way to get one CD, you see another one. On the way to buy it at the counter, someone else has discarded one, and you see that, and that touches something. All the things that don't happen, as you said, in the frictionless world of online purchasing, that's the experience that I think needs to be tended to and sort of maintained and conserved.
Soundcheck listeners, what do you think of Record Store Day? You can leave us a comment on our website, soundcheck.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. Ben Greenman is a writer and editor at The New Yorker, not so sanguine about what Record Store Day has become these days. Joe Levy, editor at Billboard, still enthusiastic about the third Saturday of April. Joe, who is this for? I mean, Ben was just saying, "Is you know, are we celebrating records? Are we celebrating record stores?" I have an even more specific question, which is, Record Store Day seems to be the indie rock world sort of gazing at its collective navel, you don't see a whole lot of hip-hop or the major labels really getting on board.
Well, the major actually, the major labels are involved. The major labels enjoy their vinyl, particularly Sony Legacy, which goes nuts on Record Store Day. And if you need a limited edition copy of Miles Davis's Milestone reissued in mono, I can help you with that.
But only on Record Store Day?
No, it's available on other days as well. But this is a promotion for them. It's a chance for them to highlight collectible, as Ben said, fetishized work. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a lot of the reissue world highlights fetishized work. But that said, major labels are involved. Does it touch the indie rock world and the rock world in general more than the hip-hop world? Yes. Are there special hip-hop albums that are reissued on vinyl at Record Store Day? Yeah, there's a limited edition of Ready to Die, the Biggie Smalls record, that I believe is on rainbow colored or white vinyl for this Record Store Day. So you can't say it doesn't happen. It is a fetish object from years ago that people grew up with, and you're asking who's it for. I'm going to go with nerds. Those are the same people I grew up collecting records with. We're a special kind of people. But there apparently are more of us than you think. Look, you know, who used to get 7-inches from the Sub Pop 7-inch club back in the 90s? Those are your people for Record Store Day. The thing is there's a general culture here. This is part of a vinyl culture that's caught on in a way we didn't think it could. If you had told me 6 years ago, oh, by the way, vinyl sells under 100,000 right now, but in a few years, you're going to be selling close to 5 million of it. I would have said, you are a dreamer, sir. I would like to live in your world, but I don't.
Ben?
I just wanted to say one thing about the indie rock world. I think there's a big classic rock, or what, I don't know if that's even a valid term these days, but I'll just use it and then everyone can complain later. For example, there's a Big Star documentary coming out, and the soundtrack, it's called, I think it's called Nothing Can Hurt Me, the movie. And the soundtrack to the movie is coming out on Record Store Day this year. One of the strange things is when you open it up, you use your razor or your fingernail to open up the cellophane. Out of that will slide an MP3 download coupon. So that if you get the fetish object and you don't really want to listen to it because you either want to keep it in the closet or you want to preserve it, or like most people, you don't have a turntable set up out and working, you can just get the music via the what we'll call normal, the current digital route. And so I think that's another question too. This is what I was saying earlier about in my youth, records, they hadn't vanished by any means, but they had already given way to cassettes and CDs because the hardware had changed. So it seems a little odd to have Record Store Day without turntable renaissance. I think a lot of these are just ending up, as Joe said, as sort of nerd collectibles.
Yeah, objet d'art, you know, art objects of a sort.
And they're valid as that. I mean, I think the reason someone once said that there will always be more nerds. The nerds will always grow in number because they reproduce via asexual reproduction. So you can't stop them.
That would have been a relief to me in high school, but it didn't work. It didn't work.
Oh,
we checked in Billboard, and you sell about 100,000 to 115,000 turntables a year. And it's not a lot, but people are buying turntables, and I think they play these records. The fact that you get an MP3 card to download music as well enables you to enjoy it in all the other formats. So you get it on your phone as well as your turntable.
Right.
Why should you be limited to just the
to have your
object?
Cake and to eat it too? Now, the band Grizzly Bear is a good exemplar of what happens on Record Store Day. Grizzly Bear sees 20% of their sales coming from albums, and their 2012 record Shields, including this song Sleeping Ute, is no exception. Just wandering free. Though I'm far gone, you sleep nearer to me. If I could find peace, if this night. the band Grizzly Bear, they do a lot of business in vinyl. This is, you know, we're not talking about Eminem or Madonna, but for an indie rock band of some note, vinyl, and by extension, perhaps Record Store Day, pretty important to them. Record Store Day is this Saturday, April 20th. You can find a link to the full list of Record Store Day offerings on our website, soundcheck.org. Ben Greenman of The New Yorker, Joe Levy of Billboard on opposite sides. Gentlemen, closing statements. Ben?
I would say that I'm not against it in principle so much as the kind of ghost that hovers over everybody as they enter the store, making scary ghost noises. And I'm warning people not to let it go in a way in the direction that it started off in, which is to become more like Yadro Day or Vintage Baseball Cap Day, where these become only objects and the broader process is forgotten and left by the wayside as we stockpile fancy-looking colored vinyl.
All right, Joe?
I like my fancy-looking colored vinyl, but I'll say this. Anything that makes people excited about consuming music, paying for music, a rarity in this world, and not a bad thing. To me, anything that makes people excited about music, I'm not turning my nose up. And I really don't care what it is. I don't care if it's Rush going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or this. If it gets you psyched, I'm happy for you.
Well, whether you like Record Store Day or not, you can't stop it from coming. It's the day after tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th. Check out all the goodies online at soundcheck.org. Ben, Joe, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.